second Shir in Malicha, Ches El Haytov Shema Vites, August 31st, 1979, on Friday.
That was nifla from its own service. So this is what the Rosh says. So this is says v'yesh matir. Now, the same aloche of v'yesh matir would be true according to the Ramsh. The Ramsh says that the whole business why we have to matir to make him in the rekamachadochadamaise is because if you don't win zechichas bosor, so then the zechichas bosor is hard and tough. And it's and the salt is incapable of drawing out the blood, but the Ramshi thing is the dam that Melech does not have the capacity of being mafli at the dam there. Melech has only the capacity of being mafli the dam of Lua, but not of being mafli the dam there. So the Melech, according to the Ram, it's certainly all right. It's certainly all right according to the Ram, because according to the Ram. So nothing happened if you salted it originally without rinsing it first, because true, it didn't draw out the blood. All right, so it didn't draw out the blood. So now you rinse it and you soften it and you salt it again. So now you draw out the blood. So according to the Ram, it's certainly muta. It's certainly all right. Now, so according to the Ram, it is certainly muter because the Ramshi is that Melah does not even have the capacity of being mafia. So not know how it was done. But the Rosh is not like the Ramshi. The Rosh does, the Ram says that without rinsing it, then Melah cannot draw out blood. Only it has to be so. The Rosh is not like that. The Rosh is that if you don't rinse it, so it's not so. So then it cannot draw out all the blood, not that it cannot draw out any blood. According to the Ram, if you don't rinse it and it's hard and tough and sturdy, then the Melech cannot draw out any blood. According to the Rosh, it cannot draw out all the blood, the bulk of the blood. But mixes down, it can draw out. Mixes down, it can draw out. And if it can draw out, but it only draws out mixes down. So the Haticha is not really engaged in the process of exuding down. If it's not really engaged in the process of exuding down, so we cannot apply the principle of either Tridel, Mifla, Down, Lebor. So Mele, the same down, if you sold a Haticha Shvosor without rinsing it. So the Haticha Shvosor at the time of the salting, he was in what state? In a tough state, in a sturdy, tough state. So the Melech, it only drew out the something, only extracted mixes down. So the Chtichas Bosor was not really engaged in the process of plates down. It wasn't told lifted down. If it wasn't told to lift it down, so then it can absorb the down that a minute ago it released. It released. So the Melech, so then we could say, like smag and smag, that there is no takone. So the Rosh resorts to the wonders of the Baal HaTumo. But according to the Ram, we don't have to resort to the wonders of the Baal HaTumo. Because according to the Ram, when you salted it the first time without making hadoche, so nothing happened, no dam was nivla. So of course you are able to rinse it now and soften it up, and then to salt it again. Alright. So the Rambam Shite is the two says that you only have to use melagas, thick salt, not fine. Fine, thin salt, but relatively coarse salt, not fine salt. Not fine salt, but coarse salt. Why does the Rambam say that fine salt cannot be used for salting ichthyes basar? Because if the salt is not coarse, it's fine. So if it is as thin and as fine as a powder, like flour, so then it is nivra b'basar. So then the salt becomes absorbed by the basar, and it cannot be paled. Only when it's coarse, it can be paled. But if it's fine as kemah, so then it becomes nivra b'basar in the mouth. No. According to the Rosh, it can. So, even coarse salt can be used, but fine salt is even better. Just the reverse of Israel. But then you have the Rosh also something to start. The Yisra Shaman of Dak when his father Allah Bosso, who pay a late Yadam, who are midway, have a lagas, who makes him nachtich, who she ate from a male called Tzila Hashemi. Well, Tzidah Hashemi. So the Rosh is just the reverse. He says that the ideal thing is to use davke, fine salt, not coarse salt. But coarse salt can also be used. But if he uses coarse salt, then he has to make sure that the coarse salt that he uses will stick to the bosom. Sometimes he might have problems. But it can be used. Mashinkin, if he uses fine salt, so he doesn't even have to look, because then it will certainly be stick. It will certainly stick to the bosom. I mean, why does one say one way and another one say the other way? So that's because of the Gemara, the whole. I guess it's go over there. In the middle, Rabime Minazoy, Molachle Bimilche Galonite. Galonite. What's Milche Galonite? No, I got it. Coarse salt. So Rabime Minazoye used coarse salt. And then he shook it up after he finished salting it. So he shook up the particles of salt. So Rashi says, Milche Galonite Melagaso. Melagaso. Napitzel Milche Lachazman. Mikin Shadam Nivra. Avo Melach Dako in Tzolichle Napitz. She Teches Miatzma. So Rashi's Shite is similar to the Shite of the Rosh. That's the Mokhi of the Rambam Shite. Because the Rambam assumed that since the Gemara is telling us, Rabbim and Rabboye Molach and Milche Galonite, and Rabbim and Rabboye probably try to do it in the ideal way. And if Rabbim use coarse salt, so that means only coarse salt can be used. Fine salt cannot be used. Because if fine salt is even better than coarse salt, why shouldn't Rabbim use fine salt? So this is Shiram. But the Rosh says no. Gemara is only telling us that coarse salt can also be used. But then if you use coarse salt, you have to shake off, and you have to be on guard that it sticks to the basar, to the surface of the basar. But fine salt is certainly good. This is what Rashi says. Rashi agrees with the Sheik of Rosh. So והרמב״ם כוסף של מלך המלך הגס, שהמלך הדק הוא כמח נראו לבוסו, אבל הוא מאף. ועדים יבוא רזל כוסף הוא מסתר לי, שם על הדת הוא מספר של הבוסו, הוא פייר ליצי אדם, כי הוא על מידת בי. אבל הגס הוא לעצם להכתיך, כשאיפה הוא מיוחל צידה השני. סודור חשוב חוסה סמפה. Interesting. But from the post it's not much more like that. He said there is no מחלקת between the Rambam and Rosh. But they talk of different kinds. they talk of different kinds of fine salt, in other words. If it is fine, but not as fine as flour, it's a question of degree. So if it is fine, but not as fine as flour, then the Rambam is made. Then the Rambam is made that this is even better than coarse. When does the Rambam say that melach dak is no good only if it's daki kemah? Only if it's daki kemah. But if it is dak and not daki kemah, so then the Rambam is made that that's even better than coarse. And this is. But from the two and the other machine it's not much more like that. Because he said, Rambam Kosav Shein Milchina U Melech Hagas, Sha Melech Hadak Hu Kikemach Nivla Biboso Veinimati. But it's true that the Rambam mentions Melech Hadak Kikemach. The answer is, because if it's not Hadak Kikemach, so then it's called Melech Hagaso. What does Melech Hagaso mean? It doesn't mean Melech Hagaso. You put a lump of salt on the meat. Now, you certainly couldn't. A big piece of meat, a big piece of salt, a lump of salt, if you put it on meat, it will not go out of blood. So, what is gasoline? Gasoline is every kemach that can be used to a certain extent is fine. I mean, you cannot use big pieces of salt in salting meat, you have to use small pieces. But, on a relative scale, so it's called gasoline. Why is it called gaso? Because it's not daki kemach. And melach dako, by definition, means daki kemach. If it's not daki kemach, so that's gaso. So that's the machlekes between the Rambam and the Rosh. Alright. Uviikar ha-meliche, kosav ha-rashbo, sheimtso echlit melach al-bosar ad sheyechasenu kulei. El meliach yofi yofi, ad shel yiro leachem, l'neisi melach. Vimtso echlit lechachticho mishnei tzot. Aber adem yom yom roz al kosav tzorach lefazer olof melach harbein shol isho yom yom mokim dina. So there is a machlekes between the Rashbo and the Rosh. The Rosh is machli or the Rashbo is leiv. And the machlekes between the Rashbo and the Rosh is in regard to two points. First of all, the Rashbo is leiv. He says, you don't have to solve every chaticha on both sides. On one side is not. Furthermore, Rashbo says, even on that one side, it doesn't mean that you have to put salt on every part of the hatir of a service. Even on one side. So according to Rashbo, it's all right. Let's say you have to salt. If you just salt this service and you don't salt the service, the other service. Why? Because salt has the capacity of drawing out the blood through and through. Through and through. So, and even on the one side, you don't have to put salt on every spark. As long as on one side you put in so much salt that it will be impossible to eat it with so much salt, so there it's enough salt. Even though there will be many spots even on that one surface side, there will be many spots, empty spots, where you didn't put any salt. This is the sheet of the Rashbo. The sheet of the Rosh is the Chumash. He says, not only must you solve both sides, but each side you shouldn't leave any empty spaces. You have to put salt on the whole surface. You should not leave any empty spaces. Alright. The Abbas Vitamikiles, Tzorich Lemeilchom Gam Vitni. Vishio Shiyose Bimelech Kosav Rambam. So Abbas Vitamikiles, so when there is, you know, a feeling, it's an inside, so you have to be meleach that feeling too. Inside. Vishio Shiyose Bimelech Kosav Rambam Kidishio Hiluch Mir. Now how long must it stay? In soul. After all, there is a certain time certain interval within which it must stay in the salted state in order to be effective, in order to draw the blood. So the Rambam says that it's klishi or hiloch mir. What is mir? Either 18 minutes or 22 and a half minutes or 24 minutes. Alright. So far the two mentioned Hadoch Kamaisen, the Mudich itself. But then there is Hadoch Kamaisen. If you salted it and you allowed it to stay for 24 minutes, let's say, in the state of soul, then you have to rinse it again. How many times do you have to rinse it? You have to rinse it again twice. You have to rinse it again twice. So the first time you rinse it in order to remove the salt and the drops of blood, and then the second time you have to rinse it in order to remove the bloody water, because when you rinse it the first time, so you remove the salt and the dam, but then some droplets of dam are left in the water, so you have to wash off the first one. So the first water is for the purpose of washing off the dam, and the second adoche is for the purpose of washing off the drops of water that remain, because they have specks of dam in them. Alright. So yadchenu shnei pom yishenu laavi hamelach vadam ushnei laavi ochmosamayim shnei shalve v'yishnei vakrish v'tulchitzol v'chitze v'keilim shnei v'chilul shalmayim shemadich v'ginapit v'olof v'amelach sholo o yishnifenu v'mayim kidei shom yisho yirolof v'amelach. Now the way the Or HaShulchan explains this tool is that he doesn't mean the tool. That the tool doesn't mean that he has to make two rinsings plus yishtifenu b'mayim between one adoch and the other. So then you have three rinsings, three adoches. And the tool just said that two adoches are required. So the pshat, you see, because this tool can be explained in two ways. If you are going to understand it literally, so then it appears that the tool is saying that you have to rinse it twice, and between one adoch and the other, you also have to rinse it another. So altogether it's three adoches. But he says, two adoches, so the Hashulchan explains it, you are only mechuyev to make two adoches, not three adoches. But he says, and when he says, the kingdom sheet menu bakhri shamayim shabakhirbe, in apit molo kramer shalom, or yishtifenu bimayim, to yishoy olof namelech, so if he's yishtifenu bimayim, so that in itself is adoch. So then, if he yishated bimayim, so that's in lieu of adoch, so then he's required to make just one additional adoch. Alright. Lo chikos bo. שמותב לי ובין לא יעבין על הגז כי התקתי לו בזר הרבה בצור שיף שבוד ורא שפירה היא שהתקת צורך נצלו כל שהוא כלל שהוא מילו לי בוסר משנן על בוסר לו ומיר הוא בין אם הוא לבין על הגז או ידק ולא ניצא או ינשדר ומה אם תחילו אלו עשר כמה אם שתכלי מבט מכיח המלח. So the tool is not reishage for the Shittes HaRambam, because the Shittes HaRambam means that if Molach did not have dak, so then it's no good. But he passed means that it's good. Bein no have gas, bein no have dak. Vim nizbar shil abosu, bilo yadoche, shachar amliche, suppose he made adoche kamais, and he made miliche, but he forgot to make הדוחת פסרה איסטי. So אם נסבר שלא פסרו להדוח שרם מלכה, so שבני וסמר, ויבטר כל המר, so you only require שישי נגד הדם. But how do you know the dam? Because after all, when you saw the Echtiras Bosor, so then the dam and the melech is accommunicable with each other. So it's impossible. Almost impossible to figure out how much dam there is, because the dam is commingled with the salt. But so we have to go the whole way, and we require shishim to get all the salt. So certainly there is shishim negative all the soul. So it's, there is certainly shishim negative dam. Okay. So tzosh is the osamach ribatu kamer. Because of the sevra mitzvahs, then the smak. Vino chimisha mitzvahs Yisrael. Vino snap was of the gdeiro. Vein yotuay mitichin lav. Nemon mitzvah mitzvah V'ideya shederach Yisrael. V'ideya shederach Yisrael. La'adichei, o yoshom, ha'tuna, shmiti, ha'mitifa doche, o yafir, nizmas, v'yeitzei, mutea, v'miotas lochi, v'yeish, eishrim boze. Now, the Mishnah points out that three sheets are ashamed. There is the sheet of the smak, say from Mitzvah Kotel, there is the sheet of the smak, say from Mitzvah Kotel, and there is the sheet of the river. Now, when the Torah says, because of the Sefer HaMitzvahs, it means not the smak, the Sefer Mitzvah Kotel, but it means the Sefer Mitzvah Kotel. So he is the biggest maker. So this, according to the smak, so Enochi is Nemon in two situations. Either if he is Mitzvah Kotel, so he's Nemon. If it's Nisiyahu Yichmei, even though there is no Jew who is Yitzim Nichnas to check up on him. So even if the Nochri remained the whole day by himself in the kitchen, and he did all the work, so and we don't know whether there was a Doche or not. But the Nochri says he was Madiach, or somebody else was Madiach. The Nochri says, and the Nochri said that Messiah will be too many. In other words, when he has no, he said it under such circumstances that it doesn't seem that he has any motive for life. So then the Smak says he's Nemo, because and Nakum Messiah will be too many, because the sheet of the Smak is that the Nakum Messiah will be too many is Nemo in every Yisrael. And since Dam Shepishle is only Yosem Rabbanon, or here we have one application of this principle. Since Dam Shepishle is only Yosem Rabbanon, so Mele Nakum Yisiel Vitume, Nakum Yisiel Vitume is, and Nakum Yisiel Vitume has the mones in every Rabbanon. And Nakum Yisiel Vitume. There is a Machlit Veshinabim. If there is a Machlit Veshinabim, that's the sheet of the smart. That Nakum Yisrael Yitumei has Nemones in every drama. But the sheet of the Smagi is no, that the Nakum Yisrael Yitumei is not Nemon, even in drama. And Nakum Yisrael Yitumei is only Nemon by the Sisho, because we have special reasons, with the Chena Shachmar Abu the same for, so there it's the right that Nakum Yisrael Yitumei is Nemon. But in other Surim, in Yisrael Rabbanon, the sheet of the Smagi, see what he says, God means that the Nakum does not have Nemones. Does not have Nemones. And the sheet of the smach is that the Nakum has the mones, after the Sevotumi has the mones in all Yisrael. So the smach is chilek in regard to Akum Sevotumi. But then the smach says something else. V'yidei ha-shederach Yisrael ha-adir. V'hoi yishom ha-tulona sh'yidei ha-mitifat doche. Hoi ha-pim nichnas v'yeitze yizmuter. V'mir tas doche. That's the second din of the smak. That there are two situations where Nakum is Nemon. One situation is where is Messiah Ritumi? Where is Messiah Ritumi? So, and the other situation is where the Nakum is not Messiah Ritumi. But there is a Yisrael who is Yetzir Nichnas. So then we say, true, the Akum is not the Siyahu Tumei, but he is not going to defy the Yisroel Yitzhak Nichnas. He knows that the Yisroel Yitzhak Nichnas is going to check up to supervise. So Mele, if the Yisroel Yitzhak Nichnas, so the Akum is afraid to do something that is wrong. But then what is the child to say he's afraid to do something that is wrong if he's cognizant of the Dine Yisrael? So he knows that how the Dine Yisrael, so if you don't make a doche So then it's also about Hillel. So Mele, and the Yisrael gets in the Nichnas, so the Akum is not going to do something that is illegal, that is not right, because he's afraid that the Yisrael will catch it. So that's the other. Now, the other thing of the smack agrees. You see, the smack has two colors. One color by the smack, you see what Mrs. Scott means, that we see a way to raise Nemo. The other color is that if he is oil, he is in Nichnas, the Akum is also Nemo. Because he is Nichnas. Wherever we find that Awohe, that where he is oil, he is in Nichnas. So an Akum has the Mones because he is Nichnas. That we find the more in Arizona mentioned that in connection to Yaineser. In other words, if you put an Akum in charge or telling him to watch, let's say, a shop of wine, there are many bottles of wine in that shop, and then the Israel goes out. But from time to time he comes in to check out. So then all the wine that is standing on the shelves in that store, even though the only one who was present there is an Akum, maybe he opened up the bottles, maybe he was in Asachet. So since the soil from time to time comes into the shop to check out, so then we say that the Akum is will be afraid to be Minasik, to be Mishasher Yai. Why? Because he doesn't know when the Israel will come in. He doesn't know when the Israel will come in. And so, because the Israel comes in from time to time, so he doesn't know. So the Meila is afraid. So that's the mocking of Israel waiting with us. So the Meila, the smart, and the smart, they agree with this deal. So Vivi Deyash Derach Yisroel Adiche Vohoyesho Matlona Shei Yidei Arifi Badoche Oyaki Unichnas V'yeitze Izmuta Dimiotasnoch. So the smart and the smart agree with the deal of Miotas. But then he says V'yeisheisri. Who is the V'yeisheisri? V'yeisheisri Boze. What does it mean V'yeisheisri Boze in regard to Nichnas V'yeitze? So in other words, he is referring to this magzi. There are two halachas. He is referring to, so v'yei sheisrim bozeh. So that means in the union of biotas of yetzir nichnas. So there are some who ask, why do they ask? Because in other words, the achilik, that's the riboshi. The Rebbe says that his soul eating in Nichnas is not enough here. But the Rebbe says, Gabiyai Nesach, that it is enough. The Rebbe says, Gabiyai Nesach, it is enough, because there is no other way of determining. So Mele, eating in Nichnas is enough. Mashenkin here, there is another way of detecting it. In other words, what that he can give a goy to taste it. Now the question is, was he Madiach? The bosom, after it was salted, or it wasn't Madiach. If it was Madiach, so then as a result of that Adoche Baspaise, all the salt was shaken off. If it wasn't Madiach, so that means that it was cooked with the salt and everything. Now, if you tell a goy to taste it, so then you'll be able to determine. So the goy could tell, is it salty or it's not salty? If the goy tells him when he tastes it that it's salty, so that's a raya, he wasn't Madiach. And if he tells him it's not salty, doesn't stay salty, so it's a raya that he was Madiach. So in other words, Yetzel Nichnas is enough of a biru midraise. But it's not enough, but wherever it's Efsha to be Mivareir, so then it's not enough of a biru midraman. So, God Yaineser, there is no other way. So, since Yitzhak Nichnas is enough of a Yehoch, Midraise, so the Chachom Yonat Machmer, Mashenkin here, there is another way of determining as to whether the goy made Adoche or didn't make Adoche. by telling a goy to taste it, another goy, a kvele, not a kvele, to taste it. So mele, he is not supposed, you're not supposed to rely on the bureau of Yitzhak. That's the shite of the Rebbe. Alright, now. צריך להדיח הבוסו קדם ליח וימדיח יעת אבוך אם צריך להדיח את הבית ומחה שהדיח חותך תומך לשניים או לשלי שו אוי שאיס את הלפי עוד ואין מאחרה דוח צריך לר זה להדיח it's very important to keep in mind all the seven different times in סימן all the seven different times so he went over but you have to remember all the seven different times. So he says, now, he says, suppose someone was Madia the Bosso. And then he decided the Chtichas Bosso that he was already Madia happened to be too big. So he decided to cut them. To cut each Chtichas Bosso, after he was Madia, the big Chtichas Bosso, he decided to slice them. So then, does it require a Jiladoche or not? So he told the test. If the purpose, according to the Ram's Shite, that the whole purpose of Adoche is to soften up the meat, because without, if it's not relatively soft, if it is relatively sturdy and tough, then soul is incapable of extracting the blood, some melee, and the Ram's Shite is that soul does not have the capacity of being Mavliya, the dam that is on the surface. So according to the Ram, if you are Madiach at once and you make the Torah Adoch, a Adoch and the Ruben, thereby softening up the Chatich. So it's not hard anymore, it's not sturdy anymore. So even though after you softened up the Chatich as Boso, you cut each Chatich into two slices, you don't have to make a new Adoch. Why? Because after all, it's soft already. The whole purpose of the Adoch is to soften it up. He softened it.
The rhino is in the shetach elyon, so if you cut it, then the part where you cut it, part of it won't be softened. The rhino is in the shetach elyon is softened, but the inner part isn't. So when you cut it, some of the inner part is exposed, and so that the part of the meat hasn't been softened. You know what I'm saying? The rhino is in the shetach elyon, the outside part.
Yeah.
When you cut it, you expose some of the inner part, which hasn't been softened. According to the rhino, so then it should need a dacha.
You mean according to the Primigodim's according to Primigodim's explanation of the Ram. But even the Primigodim will agree that according to the Ram, if you soften up, according to the Primigodim, the Primigodim says that if you soften up the top layer of Yechtichas Boso, so then the whole thing becomes softened up. According to the Yeshim and the Mordechai, the Primigodim says that you don't soften up by softening up the top layer of Yechtichas Boso, you do not necessarily thereby soften up the whole Yechtichas Boso. And according to the Ram, if you soften up as a result of softening the top layer of the Chas Boso, you soften up the whole Chas Boso. So the Mele, according to the Ran Shite, even though you sliced it, after you rinsed it, you don't have to be Chizer and Mimadir. Masha'inkin, according to the Smag and the Smag Shite, that the whole purpose of the Ayochet HaMaise is to wash off any droplets of dam that are on the surface. Now everybody knows that when you slice Echtichas Boso, so more and more drops of blood come out. So then you have to make a new Adoche. So why does the Mechaber say, V'imacha she'idia, chotach ometach l'shnayim or l'shnei isho, chotach ometach l'shnayim or l'shnei isho, yitzorich l'arzer or l'adichom? Tzorich l'arzer l'adichom, because that is in conformity to the shite of the smag and the smag. Alright. But then the Rambam says, what's it?
According to the Mordechai, you also need it, because Mordechai said explicitly, when you cut it, then blood comes out of the dust of the and so you need to wipe
not
it off.
Mordechai.
The Mordechai mentioned,
two shades in the Mordechai. The first motion in the Mordechai is that the purpose of the Adoche is because if you're not Madiach, So then the salt, so you have drops of blood on the surface, then when you put the salt, so the salt becomes enveloped by the dam. So the melee, it cannot, if it becomes enveloped by the dam, so by the dam that is bent, so the melee, it's incapable of drawing out the blood. That's the first motion of the blood. But the second lashon of the Mordechai is something else. In order to soften it up through and through, and to make a shliach, to soften it up completely. So the second lashon of the Mordechai rejects the first lashon of the Mordechai.
But the Mordechai holds by the first lashon, not the second.
According to the first lashon of the Mordechai, so if you cut it, so then you get new drops of blood on the surface. So according to the first lashon of the Mordechai, you again have to be chizel madiach in order to wash off the new droplets of blood that appear on the surface. But according to the second question of the Mordechai, he doesn't have to be chizel madiach. Only according to the smag and smag, he has to be chizel madiach. And according to the first question of the Mordechai, but not according to the Ram, and not according to the second question of the Mordechai. Then the Rabbah says, "Vimriosikei habekel yudach klam." So the bashmoyes of the Ramoy is that he passed this legamda like this mag and this mag. This not like the Ram. Because according Eve, from the Mechaber, there is no right. Because from the Mechaber, we can say that when the Mechaber says, because he has his sophic. He has his sophic. So the sophic, maybe the right reason is the town of the smag and the smag, so it's all klaz ladichon. But the Ramo is so emphatic and so explicit. He says, "Vimrosi kein havel yudach klal." Just as if not yudach. So that implies that the Ramo passes things like the smag and the smag with a slada, not with a sofik. From as far as the Mechaber is concerned, you can say maybe it's only with a sofik. But the Ramo's motion is, "Vimrosi kein havel yudach klal." If he had his office, he shouldn't say Havik Luda Klal. He should say, he just shouldn't say anything. But why did the Rabbo say Vimrosikin Havik Luda Klal? So he wanted to emphasize that the halacha is like the smag and the smag. That the purpose of the halacha kamaisa is to wash off external drops of dam. So the melee, if after washing off the external drops of dam, you slice the chliche. So new external drops of dam were formed and appear on the surface. So it's kilu hudachlav. That's how it's mashed. Hadochas aboso lechatchile lizoyer lishreisei neged chotishot ulhadichei heitei bimei ashri. Avo imru. So lechatchile the Ramo says that if hadochas merubi zam lechatchile you have to make shri. Lechatchila you have to make shriya. Shriya for how long? For half an hour. Chotzi shor. You have to keep it in water for half an hour. For half an hour. That is in order to comply with the time of the Yishem in the Mordechai. The second motion in the Mordechai. But Yevet, since it's only required according to the Yishem in the Mordechai, it's not required according to the other shittes. So the Eved Avon in the Shore Rakidiche Heite Isagar. If it is Hidiche Heite Isagar. Now the question is this: what does he say? Rakidiche Heite Isagar. So, but he requires the Cholapoches that it should be a Dochem Ruben, not a Dochem Letz, because the Loshi Hidiche Heite implies that there should be Adoch Meruben, not just Adoch Meretz. Adoch Meretz. So the Primogodim explains it because from the point of view of the Talmud of the Smag and the Smag, so Adoch Meretz would also be known. Of course, Adoch Meretz doesn't mean like the spraying that is unfortunately done. You know, you with the hose, you spray here, you spray there, and the bulk of the surface is left unsprayed. But if Adoch Meretz means that no spot should be left out. But it's still Adoch Meretz. Let's say if you take a chitchas bosar, you turn on the faucet, and you put it under the faucet for a moment, that's already Adoch Meretz. Because if the water is running, even though just for a moment, so every spot of the surface is moistened by the water from the faucet. But Adocha Meruda means you have to keep it for a certain while under the faucet. So here the Ramon says, So he emphasizes, in other words, is not enough. So the Primogodin explains it. He says, from the point of view of the Talmud, the Sman and the Smag, so even Hadoche Moetes should be enough. But from the point of view of the Ram, so we require, because if you just make a Hadoche Moetes, even though every spot of the surface is moistened by the water, but it doesn't soften up. Even the Ram, according to Nishin and Mordechai, the Primogodin God says, so we require Shchir. But according to the Ram, we don't have to require Shchir. But Hadoche Merube, we do require. So that means, according to the Primogodin, the Ramo is chesheish for the shita of the Ram also. So he says, Adam is Rishon and Rakidich Heitev Zakh. V'hakach yamti mi'ad shenitakti tu ha'mayim kidim shil mechem. Shom nimas shum gmel. Hamelech min ha'mayim v'lo yeitzi adam. V'inu adu shalom yishtamesh v'dvorim ha'cherim v'chli shesherim v'bosom. So in other words, the kale in which you soak the meat, so there is a minhag, so not to be mishtamish, bidvorim acher. In other words, mitzad adin, it is mutar to be mishtamish in the lachem. Why should it be also? You cannot say that kovush harei kumrusha, because in order to apply the aloche of kovush harei kumrusha, only if it's kovush for 24 hours. Now, no one, so of course, no one will soak the not kosher made meat for 24 hours, then the meat itself will become us. So one is not shared for more than 24 hours. So melee, so the pot doesn't become contaminated. Only when will the pot become contaminated if you soak the raw meat for more than 24 hours, so then kol sharei kibushu, so the dam will be niflat from the basar, and it will be absorbed by the kale. But no one does it, so the melech, the kale does not become contaminated, so mitzad adin, it is muter to be mishtamish with that kale for other things, because it is soaked, bitzeder, in cold state, but there is a chumra, there is a minhag. Why? Because the kale in which you soak the meat, so a lot of the dam comes out and it sticks to the thing they are clean. So of course you can wash it out, but sometimes you don't wash it out well. Even though it will still be mutar if you didn't wash it out well. But because it becomes bottled, it's a mashuk. Even if some drops of blood fitted here did stick to the daily acrylic, so it becomes bottled. But we have here, there is a minute not to be mishtamish because of the possibility that there are some drops of blood sticking to the daily acrylic, and it's in the bottom of the cell. So we know that the mishtamish is going to have a little share in the bosom. We mishtamish a bosom is losing, may slaves. Haboso vigam hakli asur. So if the boso was nishtaye b'shliyosim eisleis, so then it's kol sharei kibushin. Why the common simon say? Avol pochus meisleis elam v'avimokim sh'neser hakli muta lam zeh avolishchem. In other words, suppose the kele did become osa because the boso was soaked for 24 hours. So then it is still muter to soak, let's say another day, to soak bosor again. Why? Because kol sharei kibushin. So if it was soaked once for 24 hours, so then the dam was niflat as a result of the soaking for 24 hours, from the Basar, and it was absorbed by the Kehle. By the Kehle. But then when you soak, let's say the next day, you soak Kehle's Basar, that same Kehle, so true that that Kehle has a brier of dam in it. But in order to be nipah from the Kehle, it would require another 24 hours. It would require another 24 hours, and you only soak it for half an hour. So maybe it's muter. I will look at Shneserach, and muter are the reason. Vin boso, shemori kerach ketav neigum, shriyosi ayo yil, simen samachis. Imolach velo yidiach bchilo. Yadichenu v'yil lechenu. Yadichenu v'yil lechenu shemis. V'yei shemis. These are the two days in the Rosh. In the first Aleph, and the Sif Aleph, he says, "V'nosikin habegol yudachav." Why? So he passed him. He passed him for gamre like the smag and the smag. So the mele that the purpose of the adok tamayse is to wash off drops of dam that bad, and since he sliced it after the adok, so mele new drops of dam bad appeared on the surface. So that's why he says, "V'chineyagi." Like the ancients, after we leave a hakliat, kidera shemiluchin mitzli, but when we show the miluchin shemiluch, then the Ramos says, "Miu be mocking hefset merupe yesh lehat." So what does it mean? Mocks hefset yesh lehat here. So one way of explaining it is, that why is matir be mocking hefset merupe? Because be mocking hefset merupe, we can rely on the sheet of the Ram. And according to the Ram, that the whole purpose of Adocha Kamaise is just to sort out the meat, but not, and the Ram Shiki is that Melah does not have the capacity of being Madriya Dandir. So Memeleh, even though he was first Meleah without making Adocha, but if he made it, but now no harm was done, because now he's Madriach, so he softens it up, and then he makes a new Melech. But, so that would be all right if the Shita of this Magad, if the Shita of the Rabbah would be that it's Isophic. Whether the Alochi is like the Ram, or the Alochi is like the Smag, so in Mele, he says, V'chim Neyagi, Apu Nivach, Rak Neyad, Kidar Shemir Mitzli, because we have the Rechishis for the Shita of the Smag, so in Mele became Mosea, but we will not be Mepsit Merube, Yishlaat here, because we can rely on the Shita of the Ram. But Ramo himself said before, we will also keep, have it a Lundach Kval, so it's completely like the Smag. So why is he matter of Mokhi Mepsit Merube? If he passes completely like this man. But so that is that kushi, that kashi is raised by everybody. But it's no kashi, because we saw that the Rosh himself mentions the Yesh Matirim in the name of the Sefer HaTrumo. Now what is the Shita of the Sefer HaTrumo? The Shita of the Sefer HaTrumo is, so the Rosh does not agree with the Ram. Because if the Rosh is agreed, and then the Rosh himself says, L'chemika, like the Yesh Matir. Now, why? Because of the Shita of the Sefer HaTrumo. What is the Shita of the Sefer HaTrumo? That if you put a Yechtichas Bosor that was not Nimlach on top of a Yechtichas Bosor that was just Nimlach, so Yesh Yisri. But the Sefer HaTrumo says, according to the Sefer HaTrumo, that when you salt it, so together with its own internal dam, it will be paying the dam that it absorbed from the other Hatikah. So maybe here certainly. So true that he was Meleachet without making Adoche. And then, so even if we accept the Shita of the Smah, and the Smah, who say that Melach has the capacity of being Madriya, the Dam Be'er that is on the surface of the Hatikah. But if we combine the Shita of the Smag and the Smag with the Shita of the Sefer HaTrumo, so even though as a result of salting the Hatikah's Bosa without making Adoche, so the first salt had the effect of being Mavriya the Dam Be'er, but according to Sefer HaTrumo, so after the Dam Be'er was Nivra, you can still extract it by salting it. So the only thing is, the Smag himself doesn't agree with the Shita of the Rashi, of the Sefer HaTrumo. He agrees with the Shita of the Rashi. But the Rosh agrees with the Shita of the Smag that Melach has the capacity of being Mavriya Dam Be'er, but at the same time he agrees, the Rosh himself agrees with the Shita of the Sefer HaTrumo, not the Shita of the Rashba. You see, the Smag says to Alochas. The Smag says to Alochas. One Alocha of the Smag is that Melach has the capacity of being Mavriya external now. The Ram is Chilikan. So that's one Alocha of the Smag. Then another aloha of the Smag is that he agrees with the Rashba. In other words, that the dam that was nivra from another Hatikhe cannot be drawn out from the Rishon. So the Smag has two alohas. First of all, he says that Melach has the capacity to be Madriya Dam Be'en, the external dam, and then the Smag also agrees with the Shita of the Rashba, that if a Yechtichas Bosor shel Nimlach was placed on top of a Yechtichas Bosor that was just Nimlach, that is in the process of being paled down, so then there is no reason. That's the Smag itself, but it's two separate questions. But the Smag and the Smag happen to say two separate things. One is that Melach had the capacity to be Mavriya Dam Be'er, and the other Aloha, and the Smag say, they agree with the Shita of the Rashba. that if a Chtichas Bosor Shal Nimlechal is placed on top of a Chtichas Bosor that was Nimlechal, let's say 10 minutes ago, so then the Chtichas Bosor Shal Nimlechal becomes contaminated, becomes Oser, and there is no way of being misakin. Why? Because the Meriche will not draw out any dam that was, that this Chatiche was Bileah from another. But it's two separate questions. Now, the Rosh agrees with the Shita of the Smart that Melach has the capacity of being Mavriya Dambeen, being Mavriya Dambeen, but he doesn't agree with the Shita of the Rashbo, the Rosh. He agrees with the Shita of the Sifrat Chumis. So this is the Pshat Meramor, Eilchaname. There are more pastors, Bivada, like the Smag and the Smag's version, that namely, that Melach has the capacity of being Mavli Adam Bien. So in Mele, he says, the Mosek in Habitim Udach Klau, because when you slice the Chatiche that was already in New Udach, so then you produce more external drops of blood. So in Mele, it's Gemer Udach Klau. But then he says, V'chein Neyagim, because of the sheet of the smag and the smag, and we are naked, shall we be mocking Efsed Merube, like the second sheet of the smag and the smag too? But we mocking Efsed Merube, Yishra'atia. Because we mocking Efsed Merube, we rely on the sheet of the Sifrat Chumis. And we are not chaychesh for the second sheet of the smag. But the smag, when he says that if a chtichas bosom was Nimlach without Adochet, there is no Takonet, so he operates with two separate halachas. One halacha is that Melach has the capacity to be Mavriya Dambeen, and the other halacha the smag and the smag apply is that the halacha is like the Rashbo, not like the Sifrat Chumis. So there are more pastors, Bivada, even Bimokinefs and Berube, like the first halacha of the smag. But, and then, Shalom Bimokim Efsed Merube, he passed things like the second halacha of the Smak too. But, Bimokim Efsed Merube, he relies on the sheet of the Sifrat Chumo, and he's not chaychesh for the second halacha of the Smak. So that's why he says, Mi Bimokim Efsed Merube, Yishlach, Vim Yehuda Chakriyat, Kim Shemolche Yimuta Bidem, Vim Adin, Moyo Sama Bechtiche, Negidam Shor, Vim Nimtzo Chatiche, Vim Yatochim, Shor Chatiche, Mutoreis, Vyasu. Lo yima bimelar dako kikem, vilo bimelar gaso viyesia, shenifeles melar boso eilich veilich, vimei melar achel, rak melar da kikema, mutalim lo yabbe, das atzme. In other words, because the Rambam is the only one who says that melar da kikema cannot be used, but all that we should say that melar da kikema can also be used. So leichat chile, if he can use melar that is not dako kikema, and what? So you see from the notion of the Mechaber that by definition, Melagasa means, what does Melagasa mean? Melagasa by definition means if it's not as fine as what? That's the definition. Melagasa doesn't mean a lump of salt. A lump of salt cannot be used in drawing down blood. So that's why he says, when you have Melagasa, that's the definition of that. So, we will be Melagasa be Yisrael, she will tell us Melagasa. But Melagasa Kikemach should not be used. Why not? Because according to the Rambam, it cannot be used. But Adam Shemim Achirik and the Rambam. So that's why the Rambam says, Vimei Melach Achirik, Rak Melagasa Kikemach, Mutabodi. Alright, we'll leave it here. Now, so, for Monday, now we covered in the tool, up to Sifilau. So for Monday you have to know all the Mechaber and Ramos and the Shachs and the Tars up to Sifilau. There's no reason as to why we shouldn't reach up to Sifilau.
I don't see the thing that's so
if you have also so if you don't have some other pastors, if you don't have any other, so you need to start camera.
Gimel in Malicha, Yud Aleph Elohi Tov Shin Lamed, September 3, 1979, on Monday.